295.
When I was lost in love of Savior, my life as sinful as could be.
own time, and we're just delighted that the Lord has blessed us. His help and strength and the ability to come and be here. It's especially good to see Elder Kendall and his wife, and Elder Kendall and his wife are traveling with them. And we're just happy that they're blessed and able to come to North Carolina from Texas. And always happy to see our preaching brothers here tonight as we gather for this special appointment for Elder Kendall. We appreciate each of you that come. We need to trust and support.
God, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come before thee again, we trust with sincere hearts and humble souls. We thank thee for the opportunity to come this night to this assembly, the household of faith, to lift up our hearts to thee in praise and to hear the gospel of our salvation. We thank thee, O God, for thy love and our lives, which is rich and real, has enriched our lives. Thy Spirit, that is our comfort and our consolation as we travel through this low ground of sin, sorrow, and disappointment. Lord, it is with reverence and holy fear we come before thee, our majesty. Thou who art great and omnipotent and all wise and all powerful. We trust that thou manifest thy presence here among us tonight, that we might feel the stirring of thy Holy Spirit, and that thy word will be declared and preached in power by this servant that has come so many miles to be in our part of the country. We thank thee for the divine protection over him, those that are traveling with him. Lord, tonight we are before thee to hear what he might have to say to us, what thou wilt give him to say. We pray that it will be effective in our lives, that it will bring forth fruit into thy glory, and that we will keep it as a treasure in our souls and use it each day as we live about here upon this earth. We thank thee, Father, for Zion, for thy church, the pillar and the ground of the truth. We thank thee for grace that has taught our hearts to trust in thee and to depend upon thee every day for our great source of strength. We realize, Father, that we can't go without thee. We must have the leadership of the Spirit, his teaching and dealing with us. Empower us from on high this night to be able to look into the Word, thy wonderful Word that is inspired and been preserved for us as a roadmap here in this world, as a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. God, we need thy light in order to see the wonderful truths that are contained in the Scriptures, that we might be directed in these old paths that have been kept for some 20 centuries now. Saints of God have trodden in this way, and they have been made happy in the city of the living God, where that thou hast put thy name, and that thou hast lived in thy people and dwelt among us. O Father in heaven, we thank thee in thy great providence and care that thou hast brought us to this time. As we look back in life, we know that thou hast protected us and kept us. We've seen thy hand so many times, delivering us from the dangers of life and from the evils of this world. May we go forward in faith. We pray that thou continue to be with the church as she depends and leans upon thee. Lord, we thank thee for the pastor of this church, and as he goes in and out among this flock and elsewhere, may he be filled with bravery and boldness to preach thy word. As this servant comes tonight, fill his mind with the freedom and liberty that he may speak whatever is upon his mind from thy word. Lord, receive our prayer, for we trust that it has been prayed in sincerity and fervency. Lord, so many times we pray and we feel like that it doesn't get so far, but we can't see beyond the veil tonight where Jesus is, and maybe some of our prayers that may seem so little to us are very important and valuable that thou hast answered. our prayers. He intercedes for us. He's our great high priest. And through him, according to thy will, our prayers are heard. And we know that thou dost answer prayer. O Father, we ask that thou answer our prayers tonight and fill our hearts.
Appreciate that kind welcome. Thankful once again to be back in Parkview and to be in the home of your pastor and his wife. Enjoy a time of fellowship with them. That's always a blessing and a joy, something that we look forward to, and to have that opportunity. It's good to see you in Parkview. Service with you. It's good to see those from all the other churches that are here. Some of you have been at every night appointment since I've been here. And I appreciate that. It's been an encouragement to me. And thank you for your prayers and your faithfulness. Others, this is the first time we've seen you on this trip. We're happy to see you. Thankful for that opportunity to be with you once again. Good to see all of these elders here. I'll not try to name them because I'd be sure and forget one. You know, it's just foregone conclusion that I missed one person. And they'd say, you weren't glad to see me. It includes me. Well, I am happy to see you, every one of you, whichever one it may be. So it's good to see you this evening and to be with your service. I trust this evening that you've been prayerful for the service. I trust that you will continue to be. For we have to claim with our pattern the great Apostle Paul. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And we also have to say with him, if we preach the gospel tonight, if we preach the truth, if we are blessed to preach it all, must be enabled of him to preach the gospel. Now, if he gives us the breath and the strength, we can stand here and talk. But if we preach tonight, he'll have to bless us to do that. There's a big difference. I can turn up the volume. I've been blessed with a pretty strong voice, and I can turn that up if necessary where you can hear. But I can't turn on the stereo. I can't command him to bless, so I trust you'll pray for me. I've gotten myself in trouble, I guess. I trust it to the Lord. I trust he's the one that's gotten me into it. And the other night over at Lawyer Springs, Brother Joe Towns, I got into the book of Revelation. I hadn't intended to do that when I came over here. That wasn't on my schedule, Brother Peter. But I got into the book of Revelation over that Lawyer Springs, and then last night I couldn't get out of it. And tonight I'm still stuck in it. Because I can't seem to get finished with it. I don't expect many of you to understand that. Well, I don't see why you couldn't go to Genesis as well as you go somewhere else. Well, you don't know as much about preaching as I do, and I don't know anything. I know less than I did 40 years ago. 40 years ago, I thought I knew something about it. Today, I've got sense enough to know I don't know anything about it. But I know that I've gotten into something that that's on my mind, and that's all that's on my mind, and I trust in the leading of the Lord, and if I speak to you, I'll have to speak along those lines. But I want to begin with a thought that's found in the 43rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Now, I'm not going to go by, that's not my text, or you might want to call it that if you remember it better than that, but I want to go to the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. I made the statement at Lawyer Spring the other night that in the old arithmetic book, they call it mathematics now, I think. But used to, they called it arithmetic. Only they didn't put the A on it. They just called it arithmetic. The three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Brother Danny don't know anything about that. He's heard it, but he don't know anything about it. And some of the rest of you don't know anything about it. It's kind of like when I was down at Vestavia a few years ago, and I made the statement about fetching something, and I saw all the young people out there in Vestavia, you know, they began to kind of snicker a little bit. That old man, you know, he don't know a thing in the world about the English language or anything. And talking about fetch, you know such word as fetch? Well, there is. And it's a Bible word, and it's a good word. It's a Bible word. I mean, when you're talking about fetching something, you're talking about Bible, eh? That's Bible. If she wants some, she gets thirsty talking about Ruth. If she wants something to drink, you fetch her some wine. You fetch her some parched corn. You know, that word's in there. Well, I mentioned the other night at the Lawyer Spring about doing the book of Revelation. And I said, you know, that old arithmetic book, you know, we have a problem over here. And the teacher said, now we're at chapter 12 tonight. Turn it in the morning. Well, you'd work out that first problem, and you didn't know whether you had it right or not. You could turn over in the back. And they had the answer back. Well, some of these younger people have asked me after service when I make a statement like that, so didn't y'all just turn over there and copy it? Well, no, you didn't turn over there and copy it, because if you did, you was in trouble. Because you didn't know how you got it. You didn't know anything about it. And it was sure if you reached over there and copied it, that the next morning you'd be the first one to teach and say, would you go to the blackboard and work problem one? And there you were. So you didn't turn over that copy. You'd work the problem, and then you could look over and get the answer and see if you had it right. And if you didn't, you could work it again. So I want to go to the answer book tonight, the book of the Revelation. Everything that's in the book leads up to the book of the Revelation, and the Revelation is the last one we have. I don't know that I know the answers, but I know that the author of this book knew the answer, the Holy Spirit of God. And he wrote, had it written down for us. Ezekiel said in the long ago, he said, thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel. Show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquity. When you see the house, when you see the kingdom of God, when you see the beauty of this kingdom that our Lord set up, that's what causes men and women and boys and girls, age don't have really anything to do with it. When you see that, that's what causes us to be ashamed of our iniquity. You can talk about, you can preach all the things you want to preach about do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that. But if they don't ever see the beauty of the kingdom of God, that don't mean a thing. Not a thing. But when they see that house, and when they see the Lord high and holy and lifted up, and his train filling the temple, they'll do like Isaiah did. Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy to speak thy name from these sinful lips. That's what brings God's children to our knees. And that's what brings us to the place of service to him, where we can serve him in reality. That's the thing, Brother Wayne.
show the house to the house of Israel that they be ashamed of their iniquities, and let the measure of the pattern, let the measure of the pattern. You know what a pattern is. Most of you sisters know it better than we men, but we deal with patterns too. We just don't call them that. You sisters sew and so forth, and you deal with patterns. We go and make a part, or we make, remodel something, or rebuild something, or whatever the case may be. We have to have a pattern to go by. It's got to fit. And we need to measure again the house of God. And ever so often in our preaching and our teaching and in our visiting and our fellowship, we need to be talking from time to time where the line of that pattern is, that God's children may know where they can walk and how they can walk and still be in the pattern. In the Old Testament, you have a Sabbath day's journey. You can only walk a mile in 7 days. On a Sabbath day's journey. Now that's the old original. Them change it from time to time, but the old original Sabbath day's journey was a mile and 7 eighths. And you could walk that, or you could walk any part of that upon the Sabbath day, but you couldn't go beyond that. And there are things today that you can't go beyond. And still be in the house of God, in the kingdom of God, and live in that kingdom, and serve in that kingdom. There are some limits when you go beyond them. Oh, you old Baptist judge, no, my friend, when you walk beyond that line, you said, I'd rather live out here than to live in that. You made the choice. Church didn't make it for you. You made it. You decided it. It happens sometimes today. Sister will come to you, or brother will come to you. We've got so many more sisters that are widows today than we have widowers, that it's usually a widow that comes to you. Says, I'm thinking about getting married again. I'm thinking about marrying so-and-so. Well, what is his standing? What is his position? Has he been married before? He a widower? What's his condition? Oh, he's been married twice before, and I don't think he really had any reason scripturally to leave him a